cradio.org.au.
You're listening to Faith in Action with Queen Guevara from the Justice and Peace Office in the Archdiocese of Sydney.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Justice and Peace Office's Catholic Social Teaching Series. We're excited to be on Cradio with the opportunity to reach out to you to share with you God's message of justice and peace. So my name is Queen Guevara, and I work for the Justice and Peace Office, which is an agency of the Catholic Archdiocese of Sydney. And we promote justice, peace, ecology, development through projects and activities based on the social teachings of the Catholic Church. Well, to get things started, why don't we start off with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving God, you have given all peoples one common origin, and your will is to gather them as one family in yourself. Fill the hearts of all with fire of your love and desire to ensure justice for all our sisters and brothers. By sharing the good things you give us, may we secure justice and equality for every human being, an end to all division, and a human society built on love and peace. Amen. And then Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, so what is this series all about? Well, throughout this year, we want to discuss Catholic social teaching and what it means for us Christians who are striving to live more fully. We will interview some significant leaders in our city who are working in the area of justice and peace. But we also hope to give you some insight into the type of work that you might be interested in pursuing yourself. Not only that, we will explore some of the encouraging quotes of our great saints and touch on the words of Pope Francis. Be sure to tune in to Cradio, where you will hear some of these great insights from our great leaders. So, what is Catholic social teaching? I've only come to understand and realize the beauty of this body of teachings of the Catholic Church in guiding us to respond to social issues in our time quite recently. Catholic social teaching has developed over the last 120 years, and the Magisterium has issued many official documents on the role and responsibilities of Christians in the world. These documents form the official Catholic social thought or Catholic social doctrine. This body of teaching concerns the crossroads where Christian life and conscience come into contact with the real world. So if we take that, what we can gather is that Catholic social teaching enables us to assess the realities of our contexts on issues such as poverty, asylum seekers, mandatory detention. There's a whole range of issues that are out there for us to engage in and have a Christian Catholic voice in. Catholic social teaching guides us by providing a set of principles and also a deep and rich text based on scripture to help us and motivate us and compel us to action. So I've gathered these several points to outline what Catholic social teaching is from different sources, which hopefully will put it into a better perspective. So one, Catholic social teaching is an authoritative church teaching on social, political, and economic issues. Number two, it is formed by gospel values and lived experience of Christian reflection. So we do see that it is deeply reflective of the life of Jesus Christ. Number three, it analyzes that lived experience of Christian reflection from different historical, political, and social contexts. So what you will find that through these documents that the Magisterium has produced, they are reflective of the social contexts of those times. Number four, it provides principles of reflection and a criteria for judgment and guidelines for action. Once again, we see that Catholic social teaching enables us to assess what is right and just and will promote common good and protect the human dignity of the human person. We'll go a little bit deeper into the various principles of that I've developed over time a bit later. And finally, because of all this, it enables us to live our faith in justice and peace. So that's a quick summary of what Catholic social teaching is. And you may find that for those who have seen or have heard of Catholic social teaching, that there are a number of principles I've developed over time, which basically just summarize some of the key concepts that the Church is trying to teach us. I'm going to just go over a couple of the main ones, which will also provide you a deeper understanding to what Catholic social teaching is. So there are a range of Catholic social principles that have developed, but the top of all that is the first principle of the dignity of the human person. This is the focal point of Catholic social teaching, really. It is the foundation, the bedrock of the rest of the other principles. You'll find that our popes really speak about this principle of human dignity. So the principle of human dignity recognizes that because everyone is made in the image of God, because God so willingly and so lovingly, so intricately made us in His image, we are afforded basic human rights that cannot be breached, abused, or denied because we are children of the Lord. God gave us this dignity, and so we must recognize this in our neighbors. You may also find that human dignity arises, the concept of human dignity arises in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights of the United Nations. This is fundamental to all the other rights that exist, that everyone has the right to have their human dignity protected. Number two is the principle of the common good. Now, what this recognizes is that people exist as part of a society, and every individual has a duty to share in promoting the welfare of the community and a right to benefit from that welfare. So at all levels, we must be striving to promote the common good and to ensure that not one part of our population is denied goods or rights or services. Third one, briefly, is the concept, the principle of solidarity. Now, we might find that it's quite hard for us to recognize solidarity in our world today, given the issues that exist and the conflict. What Catholic social teaching teaches us is that we must strive to be in solidarity with our brothers and sisters across borders, across religions, across races, so that we can develop this fundamental bond of unity between each other, resulting in interdependence and recognizing that we have a responsibility for all, for the rich and the poor. It ties into that concept of the common good. Now, here's a tricky one, subsidiarity. What subsidiarity proposes or encourages is that all power, all decision-making in society must be done at its most local level, comparable with the common good. So basically, the power must start from the bottom and so work its way up, as opposed to the power and decisions being made at the most senior level. It should start with and be decided by the people who are going to be most affected by those decisions, that subsidiarity. And finally, option for the poor. It's one that is talked about quite often when discussing Catholic social teaching. And really, it's about recognizing that we need to prioritize the needs of the poor. We need to give them an option so they can fully realize their own full potential and protect their human dignity. I hope this overview of Catholic social teaching has been helpful in beginning to provide you a framework for thinking about how you respond to social issues of our time. I'd like to give you an example of someone in our wonderful history of our church who has exemplified these principles in his life. Blessed Giorgio Vasari. And some of you may know him as one of the patron saints of World Youth Day. I've been quite touched by the life of Blessed Giorgio Vasari in the way he carried himself during his times and his love for the poor, but also his love for God, which you, as I will read to you, you will You will feel his love for God show through his actions in serving his people. Now, Blessed Giorgio Fossati was born into a wealthy family in Turin, and he was an average student, known among his peers for his devotion and piety. What was interesting about Blessed Giorgio Fossati was that despite his pious posture that he carried with himself, he had a deep love of people, a deep love of connecting with the poorest of the poor. He would often say, charity is not enough. We need social reform. And just that quote identifies the need for us in our own lives to work for charity, but also to work towards justice. So he would spend his time and donate most of his money to the more needy than him. And as a result, he became quite well known amongst those who were of a different class from him and his family. Hidden from his parents, he would go out and sneak out and minister to the poor and proclaim the gospel, bringing people closer to God through his words and actions. What was beautiful was that his family had no idea. And when he died as a result of a disease that he had contracted from his work with the poor, dying at quite a young age, 24, his family expected just a small gathering of people to pay condolences to his passing, but found the city lined with thousands of mourners. It is a testament to just the humility, the desire, the passion for Christ and love for neighbor. He was beatified on the 20th of May in 1990. His feast day falls on the 4th of July. Before I leave you, I'd like to feature one of our partner organizations that we work closely with at the Justice and Peace Office and offer some opportunities for you to be involved during this year. You may or may not have heard of the Kanak, but they are run mostly by volunteers and solely reliant on donations from our community. And they work with people who are lonely, homeless, suffering from mental illness, addiction, or other factors that alienate them from society. And they're urgently looking for new volunteers every day. So if you are interested, there are a number of ways you can get involved. There are homeless shelters around the city which they manage and volunteer at. So if you'd like to know information, please feel free to contact one of their organizers. You can find their details at www.kana.org.au. Thanks everyone for joining us. Find us on our website at www.justiceandpeace.org.au. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Let's have a chat there. If you have any questions, feel free to message us. We will see you again, and I look forward to sharing with you some more of the wonderful teachings of our Catholic faith. Thank you, and God bless.
You've been listening to Faith in Action with Queen Guevara from the Justice and Peace Office in the Archdiocese of Sydney. For more information about the Justice and Peace Office, visit justiceandpeace.org.au. And for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au. Radio.org.au